This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not medical advice. Always talk with your licensed medical provider before starting or changing any treatment. Today we are diving into one of my favorite topics and honestly one of the biggest mindset shifts happening right now in the world of health and body transformation. Building muscle is officially the new weight loss hack. And no, that's not just a catchy line. It's the truth backed by science, by lived experience, and honestly by the simple reality that most people don't have a fat problem. They have a muscle problem. And once you understand this, everything about your health journey starts to make more sense. So let's talk about why muscle is suddenly center stage. For years, traditional weight loss advice was eat less and move more. Cut calories. Shrink yourself. Fight cravings. Exhaust yourself with cardio. And for a lot of people, that worked for a little while. But what happened after that? The weight came back. The metabolism slowed down. The body felt tired. Hunger increased. Hormones got cranky. And everything got harder instead of easier. That cycle is not a personal failure. It's a biology problem. When you lose weight through calorie restriction alone, you're not just losing fat. You're losing muscle. And muscle is the very thing that keeps your metabolism alive, burning, and flexible. So losing muscle during weight loss is like firing your body's metabolic employees and then wondering why the company stops producing results. Muscle is active tissue. It is expensive tissue. It uses energy all day long, even when you're sitting on the couch, even when you're sleeping, and especially when you're eating. More muscle means more metabolic freedom. More metabolic freedom means you can eat more food while staying leaner, stronger, and more stable. And that's why people who focus on muscle don't just lose weight. They keep it off. But here's where it gets even more interesting. Muscle is not just about vanity or aesthetics. It is literally an endocrine organ. It talks to your brain. It talks to your fat cells. It controls insulin. It influences inflammation. It supports your immune system. It stabilizes your blood sugar. And it changes the way your body responds to stress, aging, and disease. When your muscle mass goes up, your whole internal communication system upgrades. And when your muscle mass goes down, everything else starts malfunctioning. We often blame weight gain on hormones, genetics, age, or stress. But underneath most of that is a simple truth. Low muscle mass makes everything harder. More muscle mass makes everything easier. So let's break down some of the biggest reasons why building muscle is the new weight loss hack. First, muscle increases insulin sensitivity. When your muscles are fuller, healthier, and more active, they act like giant sponges for glucose. You can eat carbs without the sharp spikes. You can store energy without turning it into fat. And your body can pull sugar out of your bloodstream faster and more efficiently. Second, muscle increases resting metabolic rate. 1 pound of muscle might burn only a few more calories per day than a pound of fat, but when you add up the hormonal signaling, the nutrient partitioning, the energy demands, and the constant repair and recovery cycle, the net metabolic advantage becomes huge. Third, muscle increases your mitochondrial function. Think of your mitochondria as your energy factories. More muscle means more factories. More factories means more energy. More energy means more movement, more mood stability, more fat burning, and more metabolic flexibility. Fourth, muscle lowers inflammation. Yes, lifts in the gym create micro damage, but that controlled stress actually produces anti-inflammatory signals. Muscle secretes myokines that lower inflammation throughout your entire body and support long-term metabolic health. Fifth, muscle improves shape and aesthetics far more than simple weight loss ever could. You can lose 20 pounds and still feel soft, tired, or weak. But when you gain muscle, your body becomes tighter, stronger, and more defined even if the scale never moves. Now, let's connect the dots between muscle building and peptides, because this is where things get really exciting. Peptides are not magic shortcuts. They don't replace hard work. But they absolutely can accelerate the results you get from muscle building by improving recovery, increasing growth hormone signaling, boosting fat oxidation, enhancing sleep, speeding injury repair, and helping your body stay in an anabolic state longer. Let's start with growth hormone-related peptides like sermorelin, ipamorelin, CJC without DAC, and blends that stimulate your natural growth hormone pulses. These peptides help improve recovery between workouts, support deeper sleep, increase lean body mass over time, and help your body maintain higher levels of repair and regeneration. People often notice better gym performance, easier fat loss, and stronger muscle density without feeling fried or overtrained. Then we have peptides that support mitochondrial health and cellular energy, like MOSE-C and AOD9604. MOSE-C improves exercise performance, fat oxidation, and muscle endurance while regulating metabolic flexibility. AOD9604 uniquely supports fat breakdown without affecting hunger or cortisol. When combined with strength training and sufficient protein intake, these peptides help shift your body into a state where fat is mobilized more efficiently and muscle is preserved. We also have recovery peptides like BPC-157 and TB-500 that support tissue repair, inflammation control, and injury prevention. The biggest obstacle most people face with muscle building is staying consistent. If you're constantly hurting or inflamed, it's hard to progress. But when your recovery improves, your consistency improves, your performance improves, and your results skyrocket. Then there are peptides like tesamorelin, which have powerful effects on body composition by reducing visceral fat while sparing lean tissue. This is one of the clearest examples of why muscle-centric weight loss works. When you keep your muscle and burn fat, your entire metabolic profile improves. We can't forget peptides that help with oxygen utilization and blood flow, like ARA-290, or those that support anti-inflammatory and neuroprotective pathways. When inflammation is lower, your workouts feel better. When your nervous system is calmer, your recovery is deeper. And when your circulation improves, your muscles get more nutrients and repair faster. The real magic happens when you combine strength training, adequate protein, intelligent programming, and the right peptides for your goals. It's like your body suddenly starts working with you instead of against you. Imagine this. You start lifting 3 to 4 days per week with a focus on progressive overload. You eat enough protein to support muscle growth. You use peptides that improve recovery, energy, or hormone signaling. Suddenly your metabolism increases. Your cravings decrease. Your body composition shifts. You feel tighter, stronger, and leaner even if the scale barely moves. That's because the scale was never the real marker of progress. Muscle was. Let's talk about protein for a moment, because it matters. Building muscle requires nutrition. You cannot starve yourself lean. You have to feed your muscle. You have to give your body the building blocks it needs to grow. And ironically, the more you eat, the better your metabolism becomes when muscle is the priority. So many people undereat. They don't feel hungry because they're stressed. They skip meals. They eat light snacks instead of actual food. Then they wonder why their workouts feel hard or why they're not seeing body composition changes. When you fuel your muscle fuels your metabolism. Now, let's talk about aging, because this is where muscle becomes a true superpower. Starting around age 30, we naturally lose muscle every decade unless we intentionally build it. By 40, the process speeds up. By 50, it accelerates even more. But the good news is you can reverse this at any age. Strength training plus peptides plus proper recovery can completely change the way you age. You can maintain strength. You can maintain mobility. You can maintain balance. And yes, you can maintain a tight, toned, lean body well into your 60s and 70s if you prioritize muscle. One of the biggest misconceptions is that weight loss makes you healthier. But what actually makes you healthier is gaining muscle and losing fat, not simply lowering the number on the scale. Weight loss without muscle is fragility. Weight loss with muscle is power. So here's the real message. Muscle is not optional. It is not a bonus. It is not just for athletes or bodybuilders. It is your metabolic currency, your hormonal shield, your anti-aging tool, your weight loss amplifier, and your long-term insurance policy. Muscle is the real hack. Peptides are the support system. Strength training is the foundation. Nutrition is the building material. And consistency is the glue holding it all together. So if you're listening to this right now and you feel stuck, exhausted, or frustrated with your body, I want you to shift your mindset from losing weight to building muscle. Stop shrinking. Start strengthening. Stop undereating. Start fueling. Stop obsessing over the scale. Start tracking your strength. Because the moment you make muscle your priority, everything else falls into place. Hunger stabilizes. Hormones regulate. Energy rises. Inflammation drops. Fat loss becomes easier. And confidence skyrockets. Your body is not fighting you. It is waiting for you to give it what it needs. And what it needs, now more than ever, is muscle. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not medical advice. Always talk with your licensed medical provider before starting or changing any treatment. Thanks for listening. Keep learning and stay curious.
Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year. Save big.